How many seeds in an apple? 4, 6, 8? Maybe some of you know. But here's a question to which I'll bet you don't know the answer. How many apples in a seed? If Socrates had planted an apple seed that produced a tree, that produced bushels of apples, that produced hundreds of seeds, that produced hundreds of trees, that produced thousands of apples, that produced tens of thousands of seeds, and so on and on for hundreds of years, right up to today, how many apples were there in that first seed? Millions? No, billions. And that's what God wants to do with your life. Jesus said, "The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom." Let me ask you this. Do you want your life to be used by God as good seed in His field to produce a harvest of souls for His glory? Of course you do. And Jesus said, in order for that to happen, you must die to sin and self and live for Him. He said, except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Is that what you want for your life? Of course it is. Do you want your life to be fruitful in the work of the Lord? Of course you do. Do you want to be an effective laborer in this vast, overripe harvest that needs to be gathered in? I know you do. Okay, if that's the case, and I know it is, then here's a few simple guidelines that are absolute musts. First of all, like good seed, you must be planted out there in the world where your life can touch those who need the Savior. Secondly, make a list of people you know who need the touch of Christ on their lives. Friends, relatives, neighbors, people down at work. Thirdly, pray that God will prepare their hearts for your witness as you share two things, your personal testimony and the good news of the gospel. And lastly, begin to build bridges of friendship that God can use to help you cross over into their world. Get to know their names, how many kids they have, what their hobbies are, what they do on vacation, where they work, and be a friend in need. If sickness strikes, show up at the front door with a tuna casserole and a freshly baked pie. Offer to take care of the kids. These are the bridges from your world to theirs. And when the bridge is built, and you know you're their friend, that's the time to invite them to a men's breakfast or a ladies' luncheon where the message of Christ is shared. That's the time to begin to share the most important thing in your life, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christian, God wants to use your life. Let me make that a little bit stronger. He is eager to use your life, and He will if you make yourself available to Him, live for Him, and if you lift up your eyes and look on the vast, overripe harvest and see yourself as a vital link between the heart of God and the needy souls that surround you.